Christian. Designated player number 4, Tasha Kahalabai. At third base, batting third, number 22, Emma Medina. In the cleanup spot is number 10, second baseman Alexandra Attard. Behind the plate and batting fifth is number 18, Michaela Menser. At first base, batting sixth, number 3, Bella Cortez. Batting seventh, shortstop number 8, Alexia Lozano. In right field, batting eighth, number 27, Sydney Costello. In center field, and batting ninth, number 11, Aaliyah Lubrin. And in the circle today for the Oaks is number 33, Shelby White. Menlo is coached by Skyland Ellisar in her third season, assisted by Christopher Batista and Steven Figueroa. And now the starting lineups for your Penguins. Leading off and playing third base, number 33, KJ Tabola. At shortstop, number 52, Tiare Guerrero. Playing first base is number 22, Annabelle Burke. In the cleanup spot, batting in playing second base, number 35, Morgan Saucedo. Behind the plate for the Penguins is number 4, Taylor Eby. In center field, batting six, number 5, Melissa Garcia. And in right field, batting seventh, number 13, Alicia Garcia. Designated player batting eighth, number 3, Marina Medina. In left field for the Penguins today, batting ninth is number 99, Kalissa Lee. And in the circle today for the Penguins, number 38, Nayeles Torres Gonzalez. Dominican is coached by Juliana Santos, assisted by Bob Perales, Gene Tabola, and Kurt Reynolds. Please rise and remove your caps in honor of the brave men and women who serve our country at home and around the world with this rendition of our national anthem. Softball games are being streamed live online via Huddle.
We are ready for DU Softball. 29th of March, 2025. Yours truly, Stuart Horn on Penguin Radio. Another beautiful day here in San Rafael where the Oaks from Menlo College are here at Penguin Field, part of the John F. Allen Sports Complex at DU, where our athletics director is Amy Hankelman. Well, well, well. The DUs just out on the field getting warmed up, finishing things up. And the Oaks with a pretty great batting practice, watching them hit the ball very hard as they were warming things up. And get out of your way here. Oaks coming in 7-11 in conference. Coming off a 10-0 loss against Western Washington a couple of days ago, but 2 days prior to that, pretty good pounding of the Vulcans from Hilo. So this should be a pretty good game. Penguins just over 500. 11-8 in conference play. Leading things off for Menlo will be Grace Christian, the left fielder. Christian stands in against Nels Torres Gonzalez, and the first pitch is on the outside part of the plate and a little wide, right? To the right-handed batting, Grace Christian, 1-0. Tasha Kahaleve is on deck. Christian, the righty, stands in and hammers it down the third baseline, foul by about 8 inches. Got a good piece of it. Just turned an instant too early, batting 400, the senior Christian. Her 61st plate appearance this season. Umpire behind the plate, veteran Spencer Crum. Neil Hillel behind the first base bag, and Patrick Bilquist down the third baseline. Christian stands in, even in the count, 1-1. Next pitch is sky deep left field. That's got home run depth, but it is foul. Over the fence, but left of the foul pole. 1-2. For the Penguins defensively, Kalissa Lee in left field with Melissa Garcia in center. And good old Alicia Garcia up there in right field, up and away. Even in the count is Christian 2-2. Christian leads the team with 15 driven in this season. As Torres Gonzalez deals, and there's a line shot up the middle and a diving to her left. Melissa Garcia catches up to it and makes a spectacular play, and that's how things start. Well, that looked like it was a sure base hit for Grace Christian, but Melissa Garcia out there was able to make the grab. One down. Off the bat, I thought that was extra bases for sure. Tasha Kahalavai, left-handed hitter, her first plate appearance today. We're just in the top of the first inning and one away, just underway here. Dominican, and the first pitch to the left-handed batting. Kahalavai is low and away. A little screwball breaking away from the left-handed batting. Kahalavai, the DP for Skylin Elisar and the Menlo Oaks. She skies it third baseline. And that's out of play over the Penguins' dugout. 1-1. Emma Medina is on deck. Kahalavai stands in, batting a team-leading 438. 438. In my life as a little leaguer, I would never scratch the 400 mark, not even close. 438, very impressive. This point in the season, Kahalavai takes up and in, up and away. It was up either way, 2-1. One down here in the top of the first inning, still no score. Torres Gonzalez working quickly. There's the changeup, had her locked up, 2-2. Great pitch. Boy, her changeup has been just superb this season. And as much as the execution of the changeup, it's knowing when to throw it. Torres Gonzalez knows when to throw it. She backs it up with a fastball, and that's roped up the middle for a base hit. Down on her knee goes Melissa Garcia, brings it in, and Kahalavai has a single. Straight up the middle, her 15th hit of the season. That brings up Emma Medina with one out and one on. Penguins 3 above 500 in conference. Emma Medina skies it towards short. Six steps into the grass. Tiare Guerrero makes the grab, two down.
At the plate for the Oaks, second baseman Alexandra Attard.
Alexandra Attard, the cleanup batter, with two down. And Kahalavai at first base. Almost no, just not even a breath of wind out here. A perfect spring day for softball. First pitch to Alexandra Attard. Swung on and missed. Right-handed batting Attard in the cleanup spot. Behind in the count, nothing and one. Attard, the senior, her 32nd plate appearance this season. She takes on the inside black, called strike two, nothing and two. Well, Nels Torres Gonzalez really settling in now. Kahalavai with a rope up the middle. Otherwise, Torres Gonzalez pretty solid. Rise ball, a little high. 1-2, Michaela Menser is on deck. But with two away, Torres Gonzalez would love to get out of this one right here and get the Penguins their first AB. Here's the 1-2. Oh, the fastball, just challenge fastball. She killed it down the left field line, but foul. Attard really nailed it. But luckily for the Penguins, it was foul. Count remains 1-2. Here's the 1-2, and that's got home run distance. Down the left field line and deep. That's off the wall. Chasing it down is Kalissa Lee. Stopping at third is Kaha Levi. And Alexandra Attard goes into second base standing with an off-the-wall double.
At the plate, catcher Michaela Menser.
That was a nice piece of hitting. She absolutely hammered the pitch before down the left field line. And got an almost identical pitch right at the belt, and Attard unleashed and bounced it off the wall. And it was high off the wall. It was not at the base of the wall. Here's Michaela Menser, everybody. Well, with two runners in scoring position now and two down, Torres Gonzalez will need to dig deep. Five-hole hitter Menser takes for a called strike on the outside part of the plate. A brilliant pitch. Breaking away from the Oaks catcher, Menser. Menser, a sophomore. Her 22nd plate appearance, batting an even 3-3-3. Next pitch is fouled back to the screen, 0-2. Oh, that was like one of those Instagram videos. It was coming right at me. Here's the 0-2. Got her swinging, and the Penguins get out of it. Just what the Dominicans needed. Well, the Menlos were threatening big time there with a couple of solid base knocks. But the Penguins were able to get out of it unscathed. Coming up in the bottom of the first inning, KJ Tabola will lead things off, followed by Tiare Guerrero and Annabelle Burke. Bottom one coming up, no score, right here on Penguin Radio. All right, welcome back, fans. Kate Tabola lead things off for Juliana Santos and the Penguins. And the first pitch is taken away, 1-0. Tabola, the right-handed batting veteran, third baseman for Dominican, batting 273, the junior. Skies it, shallow left field. Backing up on it, the shortstop, Alexia Lozano. She spins right, then went to her left, and maybe just a breath of wind just threw her off for a moment, but Lozano was able to correct and make a brilliant catch. One away. Oh, good play by the Oaks shortstop, Alexia Lozano. Here's Tiare Guerrero, Penguin shortstop, left-handed batting. Guerrero runs up in the box and takes for a called strike. Annabelle Burke is on deck. Guerrero batting 262, leading the team. This is her 108th plate appearance. No one else even close. Only two other Penguins, even in the 90 at bat range. She flares it just to the edge of the grass at short. Lozano dove for it, and she was able to make about as spectacular a play as there is. As everyone was coming together, Emma Medina from third and Grace Christian from left, and somehow Lozano made the grab. Wow, what an incredible play. Lozano with the first two outs. Here's Annabelle Burke. And Burke takes up and away. Shelby White, the right-hander for the Oaks with a 4.47 ERA, is in the circle. The next pitch from the right-handed throwing Shelby White is low, 2-0. Annabelle Burke, her 80th plate appearance. We're here in the bottom of the first inning, everybody. No score. Two away against the Dominicans, and the next pitch is up and away, 3-0. Shelby Shelby White working very quickly, and the breaking ball misses wide. And the Penguins have a base runner as Annabelle Burke walks.
At the plate, second baseman Morgan Saucedo.
Burke, with her 15th base on balls, leads the team, and she's over there at first base. Here's Morgan Saucedo, right-handed hitter, starting today as usual at second base, and she takes a strike across the knees. Taylor Eby is on deck. Saucedo, the sophomore, batting 240 with Annabelle Burke, the runner at first base. Saucedo, hands are very high, and she takes upstairs 1-1. Two down here in the bottom of the first. A lot of fans out there beyond the left field wall. White deals indoors. 2-1. Just broke in against the right-handed batting Saucedo. Here's the next pitch from White. Something off speed taken for a called strike, 2-2. Well, here it is, 2-2 delivery. Ooh, what a nasty breaking ball, breaking away from Saucedo. That really had some late snap to it. There was a definite elbow in that pitch. I'm positioned dead behind home plate, and that broke hard. Here's the full count. Ripped it. Deep center field. Three steps back goes Aliyah Lubrin, and she makes the grab, and that's how things end. Well, the Penguins got a base runner as Annabelle Burke was able to draw a walk. But the fly ball to center field ends things, leaving Taylor Eby on deck. Top two coming up. Still no score. Bella Cortez will lead things off for the Oaks. When we come back right here on Penguin Radio. From the habitations of the towns we know, a place we saw the lights turn low. There we go, everybody. Top two, no score. Bella Cortez will lead things off for the Oaks. Nay Torres Gonzalez heaves a fastball in there and swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Alexia Lozano is on deck and Sydney Costello in the hole. Cortez, a right-handed hitter, challenge fastball upstairs, fouled back to the screen and quickly behind in the count, Cortez 0-2. Batting 250, Cortez is a senior, his 65th plate appearance this season. She stands in. Torres Gonzalez working quickly. A line drive to third. Tabola's in perfect position as usual. Makes the grab, one away. Boy, that got to Kate Tabola in a hurry. One down, Alexia Lozano, the shortstop. Makes her way to the hitting area, right-handed hitter. Batting 263. Lozano with a couple of brilliant defensive plays against the Dominicans here in DU's half of the first. The first one was spectacular, and the second one was beyond belief. Lozano back to the screen behind in the count, nothing in one. Change up down the third baseline and foul. Nothing in two. Costello on deck. One away here in the Oaks half of the second inning. No score, but the Oaks with a couple of powerful knocks in the top of the first. One all the way to the wall by Alexandra Attard. The Penguins were able to hold them off for just a moment. Hey, Dad. 1 and 2. One down. Torres Gonzalez, a 3.58 ERA, deals upstairs, swung on and fouled back to the screen. It did hit that phone, didn't it? As long as it didn't stop. One ball and two strikes. In the dirt. 2-2. Lozano has four driven in this season with just one base on balls. So she likes swinging. Tipped into the glove of the Penguins catcher, Taylor Eby. And there are two away. Here's Sydney Costello, the Oaks right fielder. Costello stands in and bunts a late square. She comes up the first baseline and foul. Rushing in on it, Annabelle Burke, the Penguins' veteran first baseman. It's a dramatic strike to the right-handed batting. Sydney Costello, Thalia Lubrin on deck. Next pitch is indoors, 1-1. Costello, just her 26th plate appearance this season, takes a curveball up and away, 2-1. Next pitch from Torres Gonzalez, and that rises out of the zone, and now it's 3-1. Costello with just one walk this season. Two away, and she walked for the second time this year. So with two away, and Sydney Costello, the runner at first base. Here's Aaliyah Lubrin. Quick circle visit from Taylor Eby. Nay Torres Gonzalez, that 3-5 record. The Penguins right-hander will face Aaliyah Lubrin for the first time today. Lubrin, the center fielder, batting .179, her 29th trip to the plate. And there's a strike on the inside black, just dropping perfectly from the belt. Lubrin takes 0-1. No score here in the Oaks half of the second. Torres Gonzalez working quickly. That's high. A snap throw down to first and scurrying back to the bag is Costello. She's safe. Strike. 1-1. Tabola down there at third, way in from the bag. Skyder, first base side. Annabelle Burke calls everybody off, reaches for it, makes the grab. And that's how things end here in the Oaks half of the second inning. Still no score after the pop-up to 3. And we'll go now to the bottom of the second inning where Taylor Eby will lead things off for the Dominicans. When we come back right here on Penguin Radio. Good old Taylor Eby will lead things off for the Dominicans here in the bottom of the second inning with no score. She'll be followed by Melissa Garcia and Alicia Garcia. Eby playing today behind the plate. And boy, has she been terrific behind the plate this season. The senior batting .287 stands in, and the first pitch is a line drive to second base. Down on her knee is Alexandra Attard, and she makes a fine play. One away. One pitch and one down.
Center fielder, Melissa Garcia.
So today there's two games, just one with yours truly. What a PacWest doubleheader here at Dominican. Here's Melissa Garcia. Left-handed batting Garcia takes a screwball away just on the outside of the black. Boy, that just backdoored her so perfectly. One strike on her with Alicia Garcia on deck. The left-handed batting Melissa Garcia. A line shot to short. Backhanded. Oh, man. Backhanded by Alexia Lozano. Off balance. Deep in the hole. And got a one-hopper. A perfect stretch from Bella Cortez at first. And got her by an eighth of a step. That was a thing of beauty. I did not think Alexia Lozano could turn as far as she needed to get enough on that. But Lozano with yet another beautiful defensive play. And Melissa Garcia, a 4-3 put out. Alicia Garcia stands in, and Garcia is hit by the pitch. And with two outs, the Penguins have a base runner. That is the fourth time this season Alicia has been nailed at the plate. She runs down to first. She's okay. Here's Marina Medina, a right-handed hitter for Dominican, and she takes outside 1-0. Kalissa Lee is on deck. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Who will blink first? No score. Penguins have a base runner, and Medina, fastball and a good hack, even in the count 1-1. Medina batting 250. 49th trip to the plate. Here it is. Oh, there's that nasty breaking ball again. It just has a total dog leg on it. About two-thirds of the way to the catcher, there is a very clear late break. Up and away, it's 2-1. And she backed her up with the same pitch. This time she came in, swung on and missed. And now it's 2-2. Well, Shelby White has a couple of really good pitches, but that curveball away from a right-handed hitter is impressive. With as much break as I've seen by any pitcher this season, and it's late and it's very sharp. This is fouled up and away down the first baseline. We'll do it again. Two down. 2-2 count. Alicia Garcia, the runner over at first base, ready to go. On contact. And she contacted into shallow left field, and that falls, into right field. That falls sliding in to third base all the way from first. And Alicia Garcia at third base with Marina Medina and a base hit into shallow right at the corners. That brings up Kalissa Lee. Yep, here comes Kalissa. Pinch running at third base is Caitlin Perales. And Kalissa Lee will be the hitter. So Perales, a runner at third. At first, pardon me. Marina Medina, the runner. No, Medina's at first. Got it. Perales is at first. Got it. And Garcia, Alicia Garcia, the runner at third base. I see. I put Caitlin at first. Let me erase that. Now we're ready to go. Kalissa Lee's in there with one strike on her. In a huge moment in the game. Certainly the biggest moment. And I'm trying to adjust my scorecard. There's a line shot into left field. That's going to score at least one. Here comes the runner around the third. She slides at home. She's safe. The throw in from left field as Grace Christian with a really nice throw, but it took a hard hop. And by the time Michaela Mentzer got the tag down, sliding in safely was Caitlin Perales. And Kalissa Lee has a two RBI double. Penguins lead at 2-0, all of this occurring with two away. And now the top of the order is KJ Tabola stands in and takes up and away. 1-0, we're in the bottom of the second inning and the Penguins have thrown up two with another runner in scoring position. See if they can get another one across. Tabola takes outside. 2-0. Tiara Guerrero on deck. Tabola in her last at-bat. The first of three totally memorable plays by Alexia Lozano out there at shortstop, this time indoors. And Tabola's ahead in the count. 2-1.
Yeah, it's two balls, one strike.
Oh. Yeah, you're good. 2-1 across the belt. Just dropped in there. A perfect pitch by Shelby White. Absolutely perfect. 2-2 with Guerrero on deck. Well, the Penguins have two in. Perales with some great base running to get that hook slide in at home plate to score the second of the two runs. Upstairs, and now it's full. Two in. Kalissa Lee, the runner at second. Two down. Tabola stands in. A fastball is fouled back to the screen, and she was swinging all the way. She was sitting fastball, and that's exactly what she got. Emma Medina down there at third base, even with the bag. Bella Cortez at first moves in. Here's the next pitch by Shelby White. Skied her into deep left center field. On the way, at the wall, gone. A home run.
Home run, KJ.
And Kate Tabola with a two RBI bomb over the left center field wall. Boy, oh boy, did she let it fly. And the instant she hit it, Spencer Shammo said, that's gone. He knew it was gone before I did. But as it turns out, it was well out of here. For Tabola, her eighth and ninth home RBIs of the season. So she's got nine driven in this season, her fourth home run of the season, and now the Penguins lead it 4-0. Oh, Tabola turned on it and just let it fly. Virtually no wind out here at Penguin Field, but what a magnificent piece of hitting. And here's Tiare Guerrero. The base is cleared. And she takes a strike on the outside part of the plate. Annabel Burke is on deck. Four in here after the Oaks had gotten two down. Tiare up the third base line. A perfect little drag bunt. Running in on it was Emma Medina, and she allowed the ball to trickle up the chalk and just move foul. That was a veteran play. You're not going to beat out Guerrero. She's just too fast after she laid down a perfect bunt. Medina ran in from third and got out of the way of the ball and just let it trickle foul. 0-2 against Guerrero, and she takes upstairs 1-2. Well, the home run by Kate Tabola has been an exciting moment in this game, not the exciting moment. One could argue that Alexia Lozano out there at short for the Oaks has her share. She's got at least three spectacular plays that are All-American worthy plays for a shortstop as Guerrero takes up and away 2-2. Two down, four runs in. And nobody on. The Penguin shortstop slashes it down the third baseline and just foul. Teade, one of my students this semester, Spencer. Yeah. A very nice young lady. You just don't want to play softball against her. She's too good. She is really good on the field. Fouls it back to the screen, and Guerrero stays alive again. Not surprisingly, she fights it off. Guerrero, the junior, 109th plate appearance. Next Penguin closest to her is Taylor Eby with 95 plate appearances. Guerrero's back in there. And there's a base hit as she went with the screwball that broke away from the left-handed batting Guerrero. And she's got her first base knock of the day. Penguins keep the rally going. And here's Annabelle Burke. Burke with a walk back in the first inning. The eighth batter that Juliana Santos has sent to the plate this half inning. Burke the righty. Guerrero the runner. She goes. Here's the throw, the slide, got her. A perfect throw from Michaela Mentzer. And Mentzer just laid it in there absolutely perfectly and just checking on Guerrero. Where it began, who's now 4-for-11 on the base paths. Well, that's how it goes. The Penguins do put up 4, and Guerrero is caught stealing to end things. So Annabelle Burke will lead off in the Penguins' half of the third inning. After 2 complete, 4-0 DU, top of the order for Menlo when we come back, right here at Penguin Field, Dominican University of California.
Touching hands, reaching out, touching me.
Top 3, everybody, no score. Grace Christian will lead things off for the Oaks. Skylin Ellisar, the head coach for the Oaks, calls out something to Christian. First pitch swinging, third base line, roped over the bag and foul. Ooh, that looked like a sure base hit into left field. Christian with a fly ball to center field in her last AB. Batting 400 coming into today's action. She slashes it all the way to the base of the wall in the right center field gap. Kalissa Lee gets to it quickly, but Grace Christian has a stand-up double, and that's how the Oaks lead off their half of the third. Tasha Kahalavai with a single up the middle in her last AB. Nobody out, a runner at second base. Penguins lead it 4-0 in the top of the third. Nate Torres Gonzalez working quickly. Deals upstairs, and it's fouled down the third base line. Emma Medina is on deck. Kahalavai, the lefty, leads the team, batting 438 coming in. Actually, that's gone up because she had a hit back in the first. 438 coming into today's game. And she takes upstairs. 1-1 with nobody out. Grace Christian, the runner at second base. Kahalavai rests a bat on the shoulder. Torres Gonzalez comes home with a changeup. Missed up and away. 2-1. Kahalavai, a 438 batting average coming into the game, and she's 1-for-1 so far. This is her 34th plate appearance as a fastball is slashed back to the screen. 2-2. That's 64 degrees out here at Penguin Field. Just perfect for softball. Sun-drenched day. Some clouds over Mount Tam down way out there past the left field wall. I would hope it would be past the left field wall. Wouldn't want to have Mount Tam on the field. Change up. Got her looking. And Kahalavai.
Now batting for the Oaks, third baseman, Emma.
Just her fifth strikeout of the season. Went down looking, and that changeup is devastating from Nate Torres-Gonzalez. So good, one away. Grace Christian still out there at second base, and here's Emma Medina as Torres-Gonzalez will face the heart of the order. And a long fly ball to deep center field. Backing up on it is Melissa Garcia, all the way to the base of the wall, over the shoulder. She did not make the catch. Oh, I thought she did. I thought she made the catch. Did I thought the runner went before she... Okay, so she... I thought... All right, I thought Grace Christian left early, but apparently not. So, all right, so there are two outs. All right, so Emma Medina with a long fly ball, and I mean that was a long one, with a brilliant catch by Melissa Garcia out there in center field. An unbelievable catch. I didn't realize that she had even made the grab. Alexandra Attard, the cleanup batter with one run in, as Grace Christian did not leave the bag early. That's why I thought she didn't make the catch, because I thought Christian left early. I thought the Penguins were going to double her up if, in fact, there was a catch made. But by the time the throw got all the way in, Christian had scored. Uh-oh, a line drive to second base, and that pops right out of the glove of Morgan Saucedo. So Attard is up on base E4.
At the plate, catcher Michaela Menser.
And a very rare miss by Saucedo to keep the Oaks rally going. It's a 4-1 ball game. Here comes Michaela Menser. First pitch swinging into the right center field gap, running in on it at full tilt, Alicia Garcia, and she makes the grab. So the fly ball over to 9 is how we end things, leaving Bella Cortez on deck. Bottom of the third inning coming up, and Annabelle Burke will lead things off as she was in the box when Guerrero was caught stealing in the Penguins' half of the second inning.